Hyrivka was a person of genuineness. She had no airs about her or phoniness. A genuine smile and an easy laugh. A zest for life, for the beauty of creation. She would get happy and such pleasure from a flower, from color, from hanging her laundry outside and feeling the wind on her face. She'd appreciate that. And I learned from her how to appreciate seemingly small things. She loved dancing and music, and she used them as vehicles to infuse her avodat Hashem, to inspire her and bring her closer to Hashem. The last word that she was able to clearly articulate, because it was so hard for her to speak, and she put so much effort so that the last so that she could say, the last word she said was music. And she moved her arms because we had some music there and she really wanted to hear it. It was important to her. She had a natural sense of propriety of what's proper and honest. She worked on herself constantly ever since I've known her. She was very considerate. She had the meet of a Korsatov. She really appreciated people. She had plans to give back to the community and to the Jewish world for all the kindness she received. Recently, of course, she felt so indebted. But then, ever since she was younger, when she attached herself to the Jewish community, she wanted to give back. And she was able to inspire others with her writing. Her big project, which left half finished, was a major work, very thoroughly researched, aimed at reaching the secular academic Jewish woman to teach them about the real beauty of Torah in the way that they could understand. You know, Bowman called her, appreciatingly called her, a Torah feminist. But all that, that came second to her responsibility as a mother. She's a superb, caring mother, and she derived considerable, tremendous joy from her children. You never know how much pleasure they gave her. She was makshiv rabbanim. She often went through long periods of time where she would read almost nothing except stories of Gedolei Yisrael, which inspired her and she loved. Her last few months have been some of her best, where her greatness and her goodness really shone, where they were revealed, manifest, in the Kiddush Hashem, encouraging others, inspiring others, inspired me. She made an extra special effort in Shmiras HaLashon. She was loving and loved very much by others. And we will miss her.